Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Acts chapter 16. Y'all know me. I love worship. I love praise. Amen. So don't clam up on me now. Acts chapter 16, I'm just going to read one verse. We all know the story pretty much. If you're able to stand in honor of God's word, if you would, let's stand. Look at verse 26. Acts 16, verse 26. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. How many believe the word of God?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, God, Lord, to even come before you. Lord, it's an honor and a privilege, Lord, to sit here today, God. And it's an honor and privilege, Lord, just to be able to come to the throne tonight. Lord, help us, God, just to be able to honor you tonight. Lord, I pray, God, you would just move in this church. God, help me as I do my very best to preach this right now and touch each and every one of us, God. Lord, but all, I believe that everyone here is probably saved. So, God, it's not a salvation message tonight, God. Help us tonight to get our minds on you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while on the thought of when your praise sets people free. Did y'all hear what I said? When your praise sets people free. So, with that said, I dare you to just sit there. I mean, you know, think about it. When we think about, let me read it to you one more time in case some of y'all missed it. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Everyone. That means, David, that means everybody in the prison. Amen. Because two people made up their mind, I'm just going to praise God anyhow. Amen. Because two people made up their mind, I'm going to worship, I'm going to praise God, I'm going to sing, we're going to get happy. And understand something. The Bible says that everybody's bands were loosed. And Sister Brenda was talking about them being in a valley. Sometimes you just got to praise your way out of it. Sometimes you just got to come to church and don't worry about what everybody else thinks. Don't worry about what everybody else is talking about. Don't worry about whether they're going to talk about you if you raise your hand or say amen. Sometimes you just got to go ahead and praise God. It don't matter if everybody else gets upset. It don't matter what's going on. Understand something. I thought about it. When at the walls of Jericho, they were facing an obstacle, Preacher Fad. They didn't have no idea how God was going to work it out. They didn't understand what was going on, Skip. All they knew is we're supposed to shout. And God did the rest of it. Amen. I thought about Jehoshaphat, how King Jehoshaphat built that army over in Chronicles, how he put the praise team up front and he put the choir up front. All y'all with the swords and the spear, y'all just get to the back. We're going to let the choir go first. Amen. They didn't understand what was going on, but God did. Now understand something. We'll say, preacher, how in the world can I shout and how can I praise God with the situation I'm in? Y'all realize who we've been reading about? Paul and Silas. This praise came from a bad situation. Look at verse 23. Verse 23 says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them and cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. You see, praise has got to come from somewhere, not a mountaintop. We don't come into God's house and shout it out because we're on the mountaintop all the time. We come into God's house because we have to go through a valley. Sometimes we have to go, my God, you are not set up front, son. You are to be having a fit right now. over the last couple of years? And how many times have you come in and you asked the church to pray, to pray, to pray? We're trying to have a baby. Pray, pray, pray. We're trying to have God. And I mean the last possible second, the last possible time, the last. And God shows up. Hey, they don't understand how we can come to God's house and praise and honor God when you've been in a bad situation. Most people come in, all you see is David teaching Sunday school, smiling, cutting up a little bit up here when he opened up service. You don't see everything going on behind the scenes. You don't see all the stuff that him and his family's having to deal with. So people wonder, how in the world? See, they just think David comes in and he's on the mountaintop all the time. That ain't so. I don't come in on the mountaintop all the time, Brother Donald. But let me tell you something. I might be going through a bad situation, but you ain't going to know about it. Paul and Silas, they put them in the innermost part of the prison, down in the dungeon. I'm talking about with water. They chained them down, Skip, and water dripping off on them. And might not be water, might be something else coming from up top. And they down there, and they chained down. And they look over at each other and say, what you want to do? We can gripe and complain about this all we want to. It ain't going to help. Maybe Silas looked over at Paul and said, you know, you've been in this thing a little bit longer than me. What you want to do? And I've said this before. I don't know what they sang. We don't know. But can you just imagine that chained down? The Lord is my shepherd. I am so glad I am his lamb. He takes care of me in a world with so much grief. And one day in his house, I will ever live with him. Silas said, that sounds pretty good. Let's do it again. The Lord is my shepherd. Then all of a sudden, they get to harmonizing a little bit. And I remember Preacher Waylon Owens said this, you know, I believe it woke up Jesus. And I believe Jesus might have stood up and looked over heaven and looked down at him and got to patting his foot. And patting his foot, that's what shook the jailhouse, amen. The Bible says the earth is his footstool, amen. He starts patting his foot. Hey, he likes it. The Bible says he inhabits the praise. Glory to God. You got something going on in your life. Hey, you want Jesus to sit down with you? You want Jesus to show up for you? Praise him. Lift him up. Give him glory. They don't understand it. They ain't going. Hey, understand. It's got to come from somewhere with a bad situation. People want to know how come I come into God's house and act like I do. I said, well, you try getting shot and see what happened with you. Try getting in some shootouts. Try going through some stuff that I've gone through, and you'll understand why I can come in and praise God. Hey, you want to know how David can come in and praise God like he does? Go through some stuff that he's gone through. You want to know how come Skip can't be quiet in church no more? Go through what he's gone through. And I'm just going to tell you, hey, the best praise comes from a bad situation. Some of y'all sitting there like a bump on a pickle tonight. And you know where you've been. I mean, just a few months ago, Miss Linda couldn't even come to church. And look at her now. I look out and I see people that four-wheeler wrecks and could have been bad, but look where you at now. I look back and I see a lady that had cancer, but look where you at now. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, we ought not have a problem, even in a bad situation. Even when things ain't going the best in the world, we ought not have a problem coming into God's house and praising and honoring and giving glory to God. Amen. Now, I want you to notice something else. They knew the solution. Verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They knew the solution. We can come in and bellyache about it. We can come in and gripe about it. We can come in and sit on our pew, sit on our hands, and not never raise our voice, not never raise our hands, and everything's going to stay the same. A A friend of mine down in Conway wrote a song one time, basically, and it says something, you don't have to leave like you came. Let me ask you a question. How many come in tonight with some trouble, some trials, and some things going on? My God, if you know the solution, what in the world are you waiting on? They always told us when I was in school, y'all heard me say it before, when I was in school, they said if you know what the answer was, raise your hand. How many know what the answer is tonight? Glory to God. We ought to be shouting it out. We ought to come into God's house because we know the solution. The solution brings me to my next point. It was the Savior. They wasn't calling out on Allah. They wasn't calling out on Buddha. They wasn't calling out on Mama and Daddy. They wasn't calling out on Granddaddy. They were singing and praising and honoring and giving glory to Jesus Christ. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Paul had met this Jesus on the Damascus Road. Amen? Yeah. That's why Paul was an apostle. He had met this Jesus. How many of y'all, let me tell you something, I've never seen him face to face, but I have met him. Amen. I've never seen him face to face, but there have been times that I come in this church house, like, right by myself, nobody else in this church house, and there's some of y'all right in this area of this altar that you met Jesus. I'm not talking about when you got saved. I'm talking about when you had a need. I'm talking about when there was things going on in your life that couldn't nobody else help you with. I'm talking about when there was things, when the doctor said, it's going to be this way, but Jesus said, no, it's going to be this way. When the lawyer said, it's going to be this way, but Jesus said, no, it's going to be this way. Hey, I'm glad I met the Savior. They knew who the solution was. Go ahead. That's right. Go ahead. Some of y'all getting it. Some of y'all getting it. You see what I'm talking about? They knew who the solution was. They called out on him. He showed up, amen. Now, don't you notice something? It come from a bad situation. They knew the solution. They started singing and praising and honoring and glorifying God. There came a shaking. When's the last time y'all been in a service where there was a shaking? Huh? Some of y'all looking at me like a deer in the headlight. You know what I'm talking about. You've been in them. You know what I'm talking about. You've been in them. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Where you come into God's house and you ain't got a clue what's going on. But God's moving. Amen. Have you ever come down to an altar? Have you ever been burdened down so bad that you came down to an altar and you don't know who came down with you? You ain't got a clue who got around you. You ain't got a clue who laid their hands on you. But all you know is before you got up off of that altar, there was a shaking. Glory to God. And God set you free. God turned you loose. God. Whew. My God, somebody needs a shaking tonight. Somebody needs something tonight. Somebody's in this building right now. I believe the Lord's telling me that somebody's in this building right now. You need God to move. Don't wait no more. Get up out of your seat and come on down to this altar right now. I'm just telling you, there's a shaking going on right now. Whatever you need, move right now. Don't sit there. I'm giving you ample opportunity. God's trying to do something for you. God's trying to move. If you sit there, you're not going to get what you need. Come on. What is it going on in your life? What is it that you need God to move in? What is it that you need God to shake? Come on, right now. Listen, I ain't even at the end of the sermon. Come on, right now. Don't sit there. Come on, right now. What is it that you need? What is it that you need? The Bible says there was a shaking. And the Bible says that everybody, Scoop was turned loose. Everybody. God, I pray right now for everybody around this altar. God, I pray right now. God, we've been praising you. Lord, the praises have gone up, God. God, I pray right now, Lord, you touch everybody around this altar, God. God, you shake the chains off. God, you have your hand on them right now, God. God, I pray, God, you would move in their life. God, I pray, God, you'd move in their situation. God, I pray, God, you would help them right now, God. God, loose everybody from the chains that Satan's trying to put on us. Loose everybody from the chains that self is trying to put on us. God, loose everybody from whatever the need is. Whatever's going on in their life, God, you move. You move tonight. God, I thank you. I thank you, God. Whew. Thank you, God, for a shaking. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you, God, from two people singing and praising and glorifying you, God. God, you turned everybody loose. You don't never know who holds the key to a service. You don't never know who holds the key. A lot of times if we ain't careful, we come into God's house and we want the preacher to preach us up. We want the singers to sing us up and get us all excited. You might be the key. It might be your praise that sets somebody free. It might be your glory. It might be your worship that sets somebody free. There was a shaking. My last point is this. I like it when you still got your last point and the altar call's done been over with. Glory to God. Praise God. Whew. My last point is this, Jackie. I don't know if everybody did, but I guarantee you there was some of them prisoners that got saved. And we know that the jailer and all his house got saved. All from two people just making up their mind, I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to praise him anyhow. The situation ain't good. I'm still going to praise him. Situation wasn't very good with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But they was worshiping in the fire, glory to God. Folks, I know I've been accused of preaching on praise and worship too much. But I'm just going to go ahead and go back to the old sermon I preached years ago. There's something in the shout. There's something in the shout. It might be Jackie and Taylor that starts praising God and David gets turned loose. Might be Larry and Mike that starts praising God and Brother Donald get turned loose. Listen, folks. Worship works. Worship works. Don't sit in God's house like a bump on a pickle and watch everybody else do it. I said this before, I ain't never liked sitting in the sidelines. No, sir. I don't like sitting on the sideline. I want to be in the game. One day we're going to come to, probably won't do this, but this is a good idea, David. This is a good idea. I know we won't never do it. Come in, we're going to divide the cheerleaders from those in the game. We'll put all them in the game on one side, all the cheerleaders on the other side of the church. Amen. Which side you going to be on? Oh, I know everybody's going to want to be over there with me and David. Ain't nobody going to say I'm a cheerleader. But when you come to God's house, God knows. Amen. Let me tell you something. And you ain't cheering on the preacher. No, sir. You ain't cheering on the singers. Let me tell you something. When Miss Brenda was singing, when people were standing up, it didn't have nothing to do with Miss Brenda. It's about him. Paul and Silas wasn't bragging on them. They're bragging on him. Amen. I love you. Thank you for being faithful.